Afternoon, and welcome to another episode of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
Well, I think we should still do free advertisement of the week for Hot Water Plumbing Hero. What a great name for a company. And after we didn't have hot water for a few weeks, I got to tell you, he was the Hot Water Plumbing Hero.
He was a hero.
He was too. Robert Gutierrez. You can find him at hotwaterplumbinghero.com. Brilliant. Didn't even make it complicated or tricky. I have a tricky phone number, though, so just go online. But the phone number is 888-482-4287. If you don't live in Reading, well, you might be out of luck. But if you do, there you go. That's your hot tip for the week. Hot water. Super important. Otherwise, you're camping out in your own house, which I'm basically against. I like camping. But if there are doors, there should be no camping. Oh, my goodness. All right. Anything else that we have to...
Nope.
Alex, got anything in there? Anything we forgot?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
He's talking to himself in there.
No.
No.
That all is to say no.
So our guest, this first hour, we're doing two different things today. So the second half is an update on the California, Nevada, Arizona gas crisis and the national security issues it broaches for the country. So you might want to stay plugged in for that. The first hour here, we're going to talk about money. Interesting. Interesting pairing. So our guest comes from Publius PR, our friend Kimberly over there. She sends us all sorts of interesting people. His name is Mark J. Kwan, Q-U-A-N-N. He's the founder and president of The Perfect Portfolio and the author of Be Smart, Pay Zero Taxes.
Which sounds pretty good to me.
I pretty much stopped reading at that point, but use the buy, borrow, die strategy to get rich and stay rich. He's known for breaking down complex tax rules, thank God, and showing Americans how to legally reduce taxes, protect their income, and build long-term financial security.
I still say the IRS is going away. That's my hope and dream. We'll see if it happens.
Put him on the slow boat to anywhere, right? So, Mark, we won't belabor the beginning. We'll add some of your other fun facts, or maybe you'll share with us the ones that you like. You grew up in Manitoba in a small mining town, so you have kind of an interesting history, and we don't want to cheat you out any time here to smarten us up, because paying no taxes, I think, appeals to 100% of the people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, glad to have you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So where would you like to start?
Well, let's see. I think a little bit of background. I was Canadian born. My dad was a miner uranium in 1977 when I was born, little town Thompson, Manitoba. There was no financial education in my family for like three, four generations. So we've just been like poor for four generations. So I was like, wow, I hate being poor. When I was a teenager, I was we're really, really poor here, you know? And so I decided, somehow, I'm going to make money. I don't know. So my mom called me Money Mark when I was a kid. And I hated school. I hated reading. I wouldn't go to school. Something inside me said, school is kind of dumbing me down, and do what you're told, and sit there and be obedient, and go get a job, and whatever. And I was like, there's something wrong with the schooling system. I just didn't, something in my gut, so I stopped going to school after grade 9. And in Canada, fortunately, they allow you to go to college without a high school diploma.
Really?
Went to college for, yeah, totally, yeah. It doesn't matter. You can walk into a college, take a test. They go, hey, cool, you passed your test. Welcome to college. After 2 years in college, I was like, this is the biggest scam ever, because when they get you into college, this was 25 years ago, I'm like, here's your student loans and credit card debt. So I was like, oh, this is a scam. But I was like, oh, at least it's fun. I can take out some student loans and credit cards and hang out with my Canadian friends and go to college for a couple of years and go out a beer and have a good time.
No, Canadians drinking beer.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing.
What?
We have a couple of rumors. Yeah. And hockey, apparently that does happen. So, anyways.
Basically you know, the plot of Strange Brew.
I was going to say.
It is. Yeah, for sure. But there's a great video called Illegal Canadian Enforcement. Very, very funny. But back to my story here. So, I basically dropped out of college. I went to the United States with no green card, illegal immigrant. I got a job as a security guard for $6 an hour. And then eventually I got a job as a private investigator. I used to chase people around Los Angeles on workers' compensation claims. A very dangerous job at the time. But I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I went, oh, this is why I hated school. I was like, okay, now I understand why I hated school, right? So right, then I read all of the books, Cashflow Quadrant, Robert Kiyosaki. Then I started, I found a way to get recruited into the financial service industry by getting Patrick Bet-David. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he was kind of broke at the time. We were in Granada Hills. He taught me to sell life insurance. And then I was writing my first book at the time. I wrote my first book. Even though I hated school and reading, I wrote a book. It took me 5 years. And I was a financial advisor for 14 years. I used to train financial advisors for a really big company. And 2018, I was pretty disgusted. I was in California. And I was disgusted by the entire financial industry because I sat in those big meetings where they talked about, you know, maximize profitability for shareholders, well, what's right. And they said, you're a fiduciary financial advisor. I was like, this is the most corrupt system ever. So I resigned, started a company, and then I eventually ended up during coronavirus. I made a lot of money after the crash, and I started a financial education company, and here we are today. So
you were destined to work for yourself.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I thought school was so dumb. Sit in your chair, listen to the teacher, do what you're told, put it over your hand to go to the bathroom. I was like, I'm out of here. This is dumb. So
too many rules.
Too many rules. Stop telling me what to do. So,
oh, that is funny. Well. So, the thing that caught my eye, well, kind of all of it, the more I read, but the beginning of Kimberly's promo for you was about the Trump savings accounts. And I thought, I don't know anything about that. Zero.
Ah, okay.
And so we thought, we should have him come on and tell us about it.
Yeah.
Well, how does that work?
It's just $1,000. So from now until 2028. You know, the government's going to put $1,000 into any child's account as a, you know, a startup. Like, so you're born. Wait, when you're born, you get $1,000 in your investment account. And it's tax deferred. There's some things I like about it. There's some things I don't like about it necessarily. But it plants a seed, right? You're either teaching your kids to be investors or you're teaching them to be savers, right? If you're going to teach your kids, save money, get good credit, put money in a retirement account. That's bad programming, right? Your kids are, neuroplasty is you're programming your kids to think a certain way, right? And I've seen the inside of the financial industry. It's pretty nasty. I mean, retirement accounts, are you kidding me? You can't retire off a retirement account, but just the psychology of it says, hey, get a retirement account. Basically means give all your money to Wall Street. You're never going to retire, but at least Wall Street can retire off of it, you know? So, but again, Trump accounts are really powerful because just think about me, right? Imagine when I was born, there was a Trump account and my parents put $1,000 in my account when I was born and I was 16, 17 and I said, wow, my family talked to me about investing. Wow, where would I be right now? Because for some people, it's going to plant the seed of, hey, become an investor. The kid that was curious like me. And seeing their investment account there would go, wow, I want to learn how to invest, right? And today you have the best opportunities ever to get wealthy, in my opinion. Just technology and what people can do and the strategies they can read about. Anybody can get financially free, and they don't need a retirement account to do that. So the Trump accounts are just more about planting a seed to become an investor.
And so do the parents open the account and then apply for it, or how does that?
It's form 4547, which is pretty funny for they named the form, right? 4547, right? Humorous.
I'm sure that was just an accident.
Oh, yeah, I thought it. Yeah, exactly. Oops, 4547. Yeah, you can go on trumpaccounts.org, I think it is, or trumpaccounts.net. And you could just basically, you could open up your account. Now, people, if they're born between 2005 and 2028, the government will put $1,000, right? So anybody can open up a Trump account. But it'll be interesting for those kids that are born between 2025 and 2028 because it gets them a head start, you know?
If they yeah.
Yeah, and the parents can add like $5,000 a year if they want. Run the numbers on it with $1,000 in. If the parents put $5,000 a year in there, and they kept doing that, by the time the kid's 55, he'll have about $13 million.
Yowza.
Should be able to yeah. do okay on that.
And we should have figured out the domain. Of course, it's trumpaccounts.gov.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have. There we go.
That's yeah, right. I just looked it up. I was like, oh, yeah, duh. Wow, that's pretty interesting. I've heard it kicked around, but I never looked into it. I didn't. I don't have little kids or anything, so I didn't look. But I saw that, and I thought, yeah. So let's tell people about that. So if they did that, $1,000 when the kid is born, by the time they're 55, if they put in $5,000 a year, just consistently the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And they wind up with $13 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not bad.
No, that's pretty good.
But it's more about planting the seed, though. You know, so for example, my first book, I wrote about the banking industry. Now, here's the worst part about the system, the financial system that they don't teach you in school. Okay? In fact, school is complicit in this, right? So, oh, yeah, how do you know? Good point. Good
how,
point.
Do you, how do you know this, Mark?
Well, I did go to grade 9 and for a little bit, for a couple weeks. So,
well, yeah. You knew neuroplasty, so we were excited about that. Or neuro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's literally you're programming your child. Most people, they don't know it, but they're programming their children to become poor. Okay? Here's how they do it. Go to school, save, work hard. Here's how to file your taxes. Save money. Get good credit. Put your money in a retirement account so you can retire one day. You've successfully programmed your child to become poor. You can run the numbers all day long. All you've been taught by is there's a private company. They produce all the financial literacy for all the financial advisors, CPAs, and colleges and universities. They're the regulatory authority. They're actually funded by the banking system. And who do you think they create all the financial education to benefit? You or Wall Street and the government? Guess. Yeah. Just which one it is. Yeah, so, you know, it's that bad. In fact, they've done studies on this. If a bank sells somebody 5 products when they're a child, the child will actually look at that bank for all their financial choices in the future. Okay? This is why the big four, they compete like crazy. They want to sell you the checking and the savings account to the kids. Oh, we'll give you a free checking account and a savings account. You're thinking, oh, that makes sense. They kind of save, right? See, they're trying to earn your trust, and they want to make sure that your child only looks to one place for their financial advice. So they go, oh, wait, got to get you a student credit card now. Oh, free student credit card. Oh, like, oh, God, that's so good. Building my credit score. And then they go, oh, let's get you a Roth IRA. Let's get you the financial. Let's go get your financial advisor. You need a financial advisor. Gets you the Roth IRA and the 529, whatever, and a 401k. You're cooked. They're going to go back to a bank that has a fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders, which means maximize profit at any cost. And they're not trying to help you retire. They're trying to turn you into a passive income stream for Wall Street, a multi-generational passive income stream. So if you teach your kids and they teach their kids, they locked in with passive income streams. Now, the retirement accounts are tax deferred, so you're deferring income taxes. Well, you're not allowing yourself to retire early because you're putting your money in a retirement account, which makes sure you can't retire till 65 or 70, which makes you work and keep paying income taxes. Income taxes are the highest form of taxes, okay? Makes you fund Social Security and your Medicare, which Social Security is the definition of a Ponzi scheme. You're not getting any money. You're jamming all this extra money into something that, you know, is not going to be there for you in the future. So, yeah, it's a rigged system. And people think, I'm educating my child, save money, get good credit, put in a retirement account, pay off your debt, get a Roth IRA. That all comes from Wall Street. You don't need any of it.
Wow.
So, well, you need to teach your kids
But your idea isn't to just rip through everything you make. So let's take a quick break because the alternative to that is not just, you know, make it and blow it as you go. You have an alternative plan.
I do.
Yeah. So we're going to come back and talk about that. Our guest is Mark J. Kwan. He is the author of Be Smart, Pay Zero Taxes. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game.
Ah, yes.
I know the feeling.
So true. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, Mark, if we're not putting it in the bank and sitting on our hands feeding Social Security till we're 65, the alternative is?
Invest and use the strategy that billionaires use. Okay? Very simple. The strategy was coined at the University of Southern California in the 1990s. Okay? So, USC business professor said, wow, I need to simplify how ordinary families become billionaires. Came up with three words. Buy, borrow, die. Okay, so the third one, we probably know how to do that, but we'll bring that in. So buy. Anybody can put $100 in a brokerage account. Anybody. So this covers anybody. My youngest student right now is 9 years old. My oldest student is 95, former fighter pilot. Okay, anybody can do this. Okay, anybody can start investing on their iPhone. They can put $100 and they could add $100 a week into their iPhone. They just use a taxable brokerage account. The thing, a taxable brokerage account is only taxable if you sell it. If you never sell it, it's never taxable because you never trigger the capital gains taxes. So anybody can invest right now, and they can grow it tax-free, and they can grow it without ever paying taxes on the growth. Okay? No state, no federal, no Medicare, no Social Security taxes. Because investments, if you don't sell them, there's no taxes. Okay? Anybody, when you have over $2,000 in your brokerage account, can take a low-interest margin loan. Now, a margin loan, you send it to your bank account, you didn't pay income taxes, so you actually avoided capital gains taxes because you didn't sell, and you avoided income taxes. You avoid having to work for that money, okay? You can reinvest that money into another asset, or you can just go spend it. It doesn't really matter. You can do whatever you want with that money, but you never sell. You just compound your assets for your entire life. Never sell them. It's amazing how fast you can build. So you can do this with stocks, ETFs, life insurance, real estate, cryptocurrency, precious metals. And I've been teaching it to, I don't know, over 600-700 people in the past 5 years. Anybody can do this. Buy, it's simple. You don't need a 529 or a 403B or a retirement account. All those things are ridiculous. The rich don't do that. They just fund a brokerage account. They buy it. They never sell it. They borrow from it, and when they die, they get a step-up in basis. You can pass up to $30 million to your family, 100% tax-free, just when you die. It's called a step-up, stepped-up basis on your assets. So there you go. Anybody can get rich. Anybody can start it. The problem is you're going to have to unlearn what you've been taught, though, because you've been taught by Wall Street and financial advisors, and unfortunately even the CPAs don't know how to do this strategy. It's pretty unfortunate.
And why is that, do you think? Just not part of their world?
It's interesting because my chief operating officer went to Edward McCaffrey's class. He's the guy who coined Bible or die. He coined the phrase, buy, borrow, die.
Oh, he's buy,
the
guy borrow, who, die. Okay.
Yeah, buy, borrow, die. He coined that phrase. But my friend AJ went to his class for finance in California. They never teach it. So they don't want to teach. Okay, so here's the thing. Just imagine a world where they taught all the financial advisors and CPAs the buy, borrow, die strategy. So all the financial advisors and CPAs would get financially free, and they would help their clients become financially free and pay no taxes. Now, do you think it's more likely the government did that, or do you think the government more likely wouldn't want to teach you that because they need to keep you working, paying taxes, they want to tax you to the grave, and Wall Street wants to turn your family into a multi-generational passive income stream? Mm-hmm. So which one's more likely?
Yeah, it does kind of, it's one of those things that writes itself, and your... the website where you can, you know, sign up for your classes and learn about this is theperfectportfolio.com, correct?
Yeah, and I don't think people should sign up for a course. I don't really need it. But they can. My book is $12. You can read it. $12, invest in your financial IQ. You can read the book. Don't believe it. Ask AI. I don't question it. I'm not telling people how to think. I'm just saying that the system that you've been taught is rigged.
Right, rigged. And so I guess for that, if you know, for the sometimes for the deprogramming, you might need to, you know, get a little more info.
Alternative info.
Yeah, you can. I mean, anybody can take my book, and you can just take each chapter and take a picture of it and throw it into AI and be like, "Is this guy full of it?" Oh, by the way, so I had the former Comptroller General. His name is David Walker. I needed a really big endorsement, so I figured, well, may as well get the former CPA for the United States. So David Walker just endorsed my book.
Hmm. Wow.
That is a pretty big endorsement. So what do you say when you call him? You're like, hey, I wrote a book that kind of throws everything that you know you've been part of into the trash bin. What do you think? And he's like, yes.
Well, no, he's very pro. He sees the problems going on. He sees the number of people that are going to fall into poverty in the future.
Yeah.
If I told you the numbers, you don't even want to think about it, and what that does to the country. Because the banks are selling you retirement accounts and all this crap, the stuff that you know rich people don't use, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's very concerned about that. He's very excited about financial literacy. We were talking because he, I know his. There's another guy named David McKnight. He's written some books. So me and David McKnight sort of know each other because we both write financial books and tax books. And so somehow through him, because I knew David McKnight, CPA, so I know David McKnight, CPA, and then they knew David Walker. So somehow through that connection, I was introduced to David Walker a couple of years ago. We just kept in touch, and then I wrote this book. I was like, hey, would you be interested in this? He goes, well, let me read it, and, you know, send me a copy. I'll read it. So a couple months later, he goes, you know what, here's my endorsement. He's like, I was on vacation. I read the rest of it. Everything looks great, so he endorsed it.
Nice. So if somebody's just starting and, I don't know, let's say they're 50. So they're still working. They're not a kid. They can't do the 5,000 a year and hit 13 million. How would you recommend they like launch this?
Okay. So pretty simple. My YouTube channel is P2L. Or the Perfect Portfolio P2L, you can look at it. Okay, there's a video on there. It's an overview for our company. You can watch that. You can message my team. We'll send you the first three videos for the course. There'll be 6 hours of instructional content. Just go to our website, theperfectportfolio.com. Say, hey, watch the whatever YouTube. We can send you three videos. You can watch that. You can learn it. You can fact check it. You can question it. Whatever. But there's also there's everything's in there on where you can set up the site for $100. You can put $100 in there. You just need to start investing. So the thing is about it, people have an emergency fund because like 6 to 12 months of money in an emergency fund. I'm like, that's ridiculous. You're making the bank wealthy, right? So, but you can invest. And then if you ever have an emergency, you can just press the borrow button, create money, send it to your bank account and pay for the emergency. So you're just focusing on investing for the rest of your life. You can do a covered call that pays a 12 to 14% dividend inside your brokerage account. Now, it's basically an ETF where they actually trade options for you inside of it, and anybody can do this. So you're basically making money. So The question is, when you ask somebody, how much money are you making when you're not working? Most people say, well, zero, right? I don't make any money.
Sure.
So even if you put $100 in that account and you make $14 a year, that's still better than nothing, right? Well, why not try and make $140 a year or $1,400 a year, right? Just keep investing in it so you never sell. You're going to reinvest all your dividends and just keep compounding your money into these brokerage accounts. You're building passive income when you're not working. All the growth is never taxable. It never will be taxable. When you press the borrow button, you didn't have to work that money. So you avoid having to work hard, and you avoid paying income taxes on the money. And you're using the strategies that billionaires. You could buy gold ETFs, silver ETFs, Bitcoin ETFs. You can buy whatever in that brokerage account. And you're going to get a lot of momentum because you can just keep buying forever and you never sell.
But now this is all based on picking the right stocks and making sure they make money, because if they don't make money, you're not making any money.
Okay, I mean I can read off my current portfolio, but I've got my portfolio. Every quarter I run a live class, and you can look at my portfolio.
You run a what?
I run a live class every 4 months. A live class, yeah, uh-huh. Live. It's got my current portfolio. I show it to my students. We talk it over. Students can learn. We give you all the tools to test things and see how they work. And if a person says, I just want more gold and silver ETFs, great, buy more gold and silver ETFs. You're the boss. You know what I mean? I'm not giving you financial advice here. I'm just saying, hey, here's a cool system. You can learn this and you can build wealth using the exact same strategies that created the billionaires in this country.
Nice. I just attached your YouTube channel to the page for today, so if somebody is like, I didn't have a pen, you can go there and plug it in. So it's pretty easy at YouTube, P like Paul, the number 2, and then wealth.
Yeah, so you can check that out. And again, if you buy the book, you're like, this is really cool. This is amazing. I'm learning, right? Then you're like, okay, I need a course. I've got a video course. It's like $600. Okay, is that going to be worth it? Yeah, you're going to learn the system of billionaires. If you're like, okay, I want a live course. You want to come in a live course? We actually analyze your finances and your personal situation. And now we have your goals and assets, and we can look at you. So we don't like debt. All debt is not created equal. We hate bad debt. Debt is only good when your debt makes you money, right? So
right.
We want you to eliminate bad debt, and you only use debt when it makes you money, okay? Whether it's buying real estate. I bought 2 properties in the last 2 years, my wife and I, and we bought it with debt. We didn't buy it with our money. Like, why would we bought it with a mortgage. We bought it with digital entries in a computer. And you're actually buying real estate with it's just digital entries in a computer. So I could go work hard for the money, or I can take on a mortgage and buy real estate with digital entries in a computer, and they're not taxed. So I prefer that. Because there's no money in the world. It's all digital entries in a computer. That's it.
Okay, so I'm still a little bit confused. I'm not very smart.
Okay.
Bill went to school. That's where you went wrong.
Okay, so
yeah,
I borrow money to buy property.
Yep.
That property now has a mortgage. Now, I have to realize a profit on that mortgage to pay the mortgage. Am I on the right track here?
Well, you do. Yeah, you have to have some sort of income for this strategy to work. But here's the distinction, is that when you get a mortgage, the bank literally gives you, okay, the house that I just bought in Tennessee. I moved from California to Tennessee 2 years ago. So the house that I just bought was $500,000. I just borrowed it. The bank gave me $500,000. I didn't have to work for it. I didn't have to pay taxes. And I got $500,000. I bought a house. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe I put $15,000 down. Well, now I'm making profit on $500,000. And even though I only put $15,000 down. Make sense? So I'm earning the rate of return on $500,000.
That's if the property, that's if the property goes up in value.
That's not a problem. I only buy real estate in low tax, higher desirable states where we have massive migration into that neighborhood.
Which explains why you left California.
Correct. That's why I got to California. I went to Knoxville, Tennessee. Guess where the number one place to buy real estate is right now for the next decade? Knoxville, Tennessee.
No fooling.
We're getting in it. they're getting the In-N-Out Burger. Well, Tennessee is the number one, and Knoxville is massive amounts of money is rolling into Knoxville right now.
Why? Just out of curiosity.
Nashville's gentrified, too expensive. It's like a Vegas now, Nashville. Yeah. Knoxville's kind of small. We got the University of Tennessee, Go Vols, right? Great restaurants. In-N-Out Burger's coming here, right? Thanks to Chris Rock. But Kid Rock. Kid Rock got us an In-N-Out Burger now, so that's In-N-Out Burger in Knoxville. Just massive amounts of money. It's beautiful weather here, not too cold, not too hot. For me, my brother lives in Canada, my sister lives in Florida. Right in the middle is Knoxville, Tennessee. So, the point is, I buy real estate that has, I can rent it on midterm rentals, the downstairs, I can pay my mortgage. But here's the thing, people go, all right, I'm going to pay off my mortgage. So they send an extra principal payment. Well, two things happen here. First of all, they paid off a debt that was at a very low interest rate. So they lost the opportunity cost of investing that money outside of their home, right? So that's a bad idea. So that's bad mistake number one, sending in extra principal payments. Two, the debt's disappearing even if you don't pay it off because the real estate's going down and the dollar is going down. It's losing value. So your debt is getting smaller even when you don't pay it off because the real estate goes down as the U.S. dollar the real estate goes up as the U.S. dollar. So even when you don't pay it off, it's getting smaller because the house is going up and the debt is going down. Three, when you pay off principal, you're actually paying more taxes. You're thinking, oh, I'm not getting, the bank's not getting that little bit of interest. But you didn't calculate that the government's taking more of that in taxes because you're reducing your deduction every time you make a principal. So you're actually paying more in taxes than you saved on the interest.
Hmm.
And then once your house is paid off, how are you going to buy another one? You got to borrow from that house to buy another one. Rich families don't get rich by paying off their homes. They buy houses with debt because they put $15,000 down, and then the return is based on the $500,000. Right. So if I make 10% rate of return, I make $50,000, but I only put $15,000 down. Right. I'm going to more likely borrow, as the house appreciates, I'll borrow another down payment and buy another real estate piece of real estate and do that again. That's how people get wealthy. Good debt and bad debt goes right to Robert Kiyosaki's books. But again, I read those books a long time ago. How do you do this? It's hard to get real estate, certainly in California and other places, but anybody can open up a brokerage account and do this. You put $20 in a gold ETF, $20 in a silver ETF, $20 in a covered call, $20 into Amazon, and $20 into Costco. Just buy things where you spend your money and you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's simple.
So, let's see. How about, let's take a really quick break, and then we'll come back and finish out the hour. Our guest is Mark Kwan. Everybody's going, you should see us sitting here. There are three of us in here, and Alex is in the other room, and we're all nodding our heads going,
I know. But you know what? If I teach the homeschool kids, which I ran classes for age 9 to 18, they get it completely. They get it so fast, it's amazing. They literally, at speed of instruction, they haven't been programmed. That's why I like doing homeschool kids, because they do it immediately.
I've got
a 9-year-old who's going to be, the 9-year-old, he will become a billionaire. He's a little business owner. He already has a little business, and he's 9, and he does jobs for his parents around the house, earns money, and his parents will set him up for a brokerage account in their name, and he's using the Bible or that strategy at age 9. That kid will be a billionaire easy. Guarantee it. So, just your neuroplasty. What did you allow the industry, the financial service industry, the school, to make you believe? Right.
Yeah.
That's it. It's your programming. You're fighting it. You got to unlearn.
I know. So, they're living rent free in our heads. Duh. All right.
You have
2 minutes to unprogram everyone, and then we're coming back with our guest, Mark Kwan. He is the author of Be Smart, Pay Zero Taxes. Today is March 15th, actually, if you want to find this show and we play it some later time. March 15th, 2026, you're listening to We the People, and you can find everything about all of this that we're talking about at wethepeopleradio.us. We'll be right back.
Sammy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. They'd sit around the house, get high and watch a tune. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to old El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue took the money and run. Go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
So that's the other way to earn money without working.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, terrible idea. Do not rob the castle. Bad idea. All right, so Alex has a question for you, Mark.
I do, Mark.
Sure.
First of all, this is brilliant. I'm going to look a lot more at your resources. I was joking earlier about abolishing the IRS, but how realistic is that? And Trump has said he wants to get rid of it, and I read about the book, The Creature of Jekyll Island. Just whatever your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I mean, the Creature from Jekyll Island is spot on. We teach this stuff in actually the course, because we have to teach the children what's wrong with the system, right? Why it's failing us. Yeah, I mean, get rid of the IRS. I doubt it's going to happen. I highly doubt it. There's too many, I mean, it's like, why did they create the Federal Reserve? I mean, you just think about it. The system is crazy. They print pieces of paper and they print numbers on it. And they said, oh, that sounds good. That's money. Like, no, it's a piece of paper with a number on it. And they're like, oh, no, this one says 100 and that says 1. Oh, that's worth 100 times more than the other. We're like, okay, yep, that sounds good. Because we went to school, right? That's what we were taught to do with our neuroplasticity, right? Get us when they're younger. And then they go, and then they create 9 more as digital entries in a computer. Like, there's no money in your bank account right now. There's literally none. There's no money in your bank account. When you get a paycheck, it's digital entries in a computer.
Sure.
That's it. And we're like, we're working for digital entries in a computer, and then the government's printing more, which is stealing it through inflation. And then they manipulate the inflation rate. Shrinkflation. They have to make things smaller. 1980, they took food and energy out of it. Like, we're getting poorer very fast, and we should be getting richer. Buy below die builds your wealth for you. And when I buy real estate with debt, well, great. I don't know. The debt's going down because it's priced in U.S. dollar. It's just it's shrinking, right? And then my real estate goes up, you know, so you can make money with inflation. You're either a victim of inflation because you're saving and following those things and you're funding a 401k, or inflation is building your wealth tax-free.
So where are you with, gold, silver, precious metals investing?
Yeah, you can buy. I have a lot of people who come to me and say, hey, Mark, I got Ike. Huge investment. You can borrow against it. That's also in the book. There's chapters on gold and silver in there. There's chapters on Bitcoin in there. The easiest way to do it is just buy a Bitcoin ETF or a gold ETF or a silver ETF. That's cool. You can combine the strategies in there, you know? Just buy gold. So gold and silver ETFs or Bitcoin ETFs. There you go. You got your exposure, and it's very easy to take a low interest loan. So, it's a very simple system.
Bill only has one eyebrow right now. They're squeezed there.
They need complexity in the financial industry, right? They need to go, oh, you have to go get a financial advisor, right? And then who trades the financial advisor? And then they go, oh, wait, you can't handle the stealth. You need a 529 and a 457 and a 403B and a 401K and an IRA and a Roth IRA and a retirement account for self-employed. No, you don't. You need all that, throw all that garbage out the window. Get a brokerage account with a borrow button. There you go. You're doing exactly what the billionaires use. The computer will, that program we use actually is called M1 Finance. You can read about that in the book. The computer buys more of the things that are going down and less of the thing that's going up. It just does that automatically for you. You just fund it, and if gold's going down, it'll buy more gold. If gold's going up, won't buy it. If Bitcoin's going down, it'll buy some more Bitcoin. Whatever. If NVIDIA's going up, it'll stop buying NVIDIA. If NVIDIA goes down, we'll buy more of it. So the computer literally does it for you. It's all completely free, built within the program. Fully insured brokerage account, SIPC insured, Even their savings account is insured by the FDIC up to $4.75 million saved in your FDIC-insured savings account over there. So pretty cool.
Hmm.
Good stuff. All the resources are there. Simple. I can teach it to a nine-year-old.
How reliable profitable has it been to rely on AI to buy stocks?
I don't know. I've never really looked at that. I use AI to find stocks for certain. I can find stocks that way, right? Mm-hmm. So it's pretty good on that one because I can do it. I can find stocks that are similar and different earnings and things like that. So it's easy to find them. But I just run a course and I basically build a portfolio that I like. And then if somebody wants to put $100 in it and they learn, they could add money to it. Or they can, as they start learning more, they can say, look, I want to explore exposure to Bitcoin or gold or silver. They can do that on their own, and then they know how to do it. They don't need me anymore. My company objective is to raise your financial IQ, teach you to fish, so you don't need a financial advisor anymore, and then automate your income. So anybody can build passive income on their iPhone. Hey, start with any amount and just keep funding it. You're gonna make money when you're sleeping, whether you want to or not.
Yeah, I wasn't aware you could buy a brokerage account for $100. That's
yeah,
new.
Not only that, it's not $100. You can do that, but you can actually put $20 into a covered call ETF. This is a super complex options trade. They do it inside the ETF. You just buy it, and you're making money when you're sleeping. And by the way, dividend income is taxed, but it's taxed way less than working. I mean, probably half the taxes of working. Mm-hmm. You're making money when you're working. The growth of the account is never taxed as long as you don't sell. So I just buy forever. I never sell. I reinvest all the dividends. I'll never touch it. It's going to compound forever. And if I need cash, I can take a low interest margin loan and invest in my business. That would be a double tax deduction because that's money that isn't taxed, which creates a tax deduction. Now I'm getting double tax deductions. Right? Now, when you're an accredited investor, if you know what the definition of accredited investor, it means if you have a net worth of over $1 million outside of your primary residence, or you make $200,000 a year over 2 years, or $300,000 a year over 2 years, there's tax codes that open it up where you could even live in California and not pay taxes on your W-2 income if somebody's an accredited investor. So you got to, invest in assets, build up your net worth to $1 million, and there's some very cool stuff that we can only offer to accredited investors. So I've got clients who are new to investing. They start with $100. Most people do. And then I also help a lot of people who have, some people have $2 million in their retirement account and they realize they owe taxes on $2 million at regular income tax rates. And they go, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you say you buy, but you never sell. So let's say you own some stocks. Doing great. They're making money. And then all of a sudden, they start going down and down and down. You still don't sell?
Nope. You just buy forever.
No, but I mean, those stocks that are now not performing.
Yeah, don't buy bad stocks. Don't buy like,
Well, that's great advice.
Probably start with the top 10 of the S&P 500. That's probably a good place to start. Or ask AI, what's the best upcoming energy company in the country that's making lots of money? You can ask. Anybody can learn this stuff. I mean, you have AI. You have the most powerful tool in the world to learn any topic in a fraction of the time, and people aren't doing it. So you have the Bible or Die strategy. You got a $12 book, and you have AI. And you have a company where you can put $100 in, and the computer will buy more of the things that are going down. If you put $50 a week in there, it's going to buy more of the stocks that are going down. You have a covered call ETF. It's a complex options trade where they do the options trading. You do nothing, and it can generate an income stream for you. So anybody can get wealthy. Anybody can build passive income stream. Anybody can avoid taxes, and anybody can use the strategy that billionaires use.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I remember years ago, there was a guy, he was talking about the retirement accounts, and the way he referred to it, he said, deferred, retirement. He said basically it's, you're banking on being in a lower tax bracket when you retire than you are when you work, because you're banking on your own failure. And it was like,
it's much worse than that, because in real inflation's around 5% or whatever. So if you're getting 8% return on your retirement account, it's only going to keep you working. Okay. Now let's say that somebody who's talking is on this call and they project they're going to have $1 million in a retirement account, right? In 10 years. Okay. Like, I'm going to have $1 million in my retirement account in 10 years. I'll be awesome to retire. And they're at 65 with $1 million. Well, after inflation, you really cut that about in half, okay, for the real inflation rate. So you don't have half, you don't have a million, you have 500. There's the 4% rule, which is the rule, how much income you can collect. They had to recalculate that in a 3.3%. So on your 500,000, you get to retire on $18,000 a year with $500,000 in a retirement account 10 years from now.
Yeah, that's
the math.
You're going to be thin.
That's the math, $18,000 a year. Yeah, and then Social Security. Oh, wait, they're like, oh, it's going to run out of money. It used to be 2035, then it's 2033. But wait, here's the kicker. That's if the current job, that's if everyone's paying into the system.
Right.
Okay? If all the people that are not working now because of AI stop paying into the system, Social Security is going to run out of money like in 2030. We're talking right around the corner. So if you have $18,000 a year in your 401k and Social Security is cut, what are you going to do? And this is a person who has $1 million. I'm a millionaire at age 65, 10 years from now. These are the actual numbers. So people need to know this, and they need to change it, or they're going to be in big trouble. So some people are going to get scared. Some people are going to say, I should probably do something about this and spend the time to learn this stuff. I say you need to learn at least, spend an hour a day for the next 365 days and learn it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. You got to.
And there's no like, oh, your ship has sailed, too late, sorry, it's too bad you didn't call us sooner, right? No, you start
absolutely
whenever.
Not. No, because you're trying to replace, just imagine $1 million in a retirement account. You don't need that much to generate anywhere near that amount in a brokerage account, because that assumes you sell and you trigger taxes. But if you just never sell and you buy forever, it compounds forever. The best thing ever is a down market. Because you're buying more. You hope that the market crashes.
Yeah, it seems like at some point it always comes back, doesn't it?
It always comes back. If you're buying an index fund, which is the S&P 500 covered call, it's the S&P 500. But you also have to stop listening to the news. You do.
That's just good advice in general.
That's a whole other one. No, just generally. Okay, so think about this. The news makes money spreading fear. They do. The more scary the story is, the more people watch it, the more revenue they make. So they spread fear. Right?
Sure.
Wall Street likes to spread fear, too, because they're buying up all the stocks that you're selling when you're panic selling. Okay. During coronavirus, I was making videos like, this is all, I was like, I don't know what this is, but I don't believe what it is. Okay. And I was like, okay, you need to buy and invest. So I went on my Instagram, started telling people what to buy. So at least I said, hey, look, this is what I'm buying. You're welcome to do the same. And a lot of people made a lot of money following my Instagram during coronavirus. That's when I started the Perfect Portfolio, because I was like, well, all my speaking engagements canceled. Well, what am I going to do now? So I started a financial education company. And at the time, I was borrowing interest rate on margin was 2%. Imagine borrowing money at 2% interest on margin and avoid income tax. And I was buying a covered call that paid 12%. So my covered call in the S&P was paying 12, and I was borrowing at 2%. I was like, this is easy.
Okay, well, I'm just going to confess right now, we weren't doing that. We were not panicking. We were not wearing masks. We were talking smack about it, but
Talking smack about it from the day I saw it.
Where the heck was Kimberly back then? Why didn't she send us you back then? We could have been so much busier. Look at the time that's gone by. Boo.
Yeah,
so we're into the last minute, and I stink at this part. This is my worst part. After 15 years, I still stink at it, because I always run out of time and forget to thank the person. So we have time left, like a little bit, but I just wanted to thank you and let people know. Let's see, our guest, Mark J. Kwan. His book is Be Smart, Pay Zero Taxes. The website is theperfectportfolio.com. YouTube channel, P, letter P like Paul, or perfect, the number 2, and wealth. So you can go find all that stuff out, and then you too can spend the rest of the day with one eyebrow just like Bill. We'll get him the book, though. We'll get it all squared away. Mark, we're going to have you back on if that's cool with you.
Yeah, read the book and let's go for a deep dive if you want.
All right, we will. And so I thought, well, since we were, you know, releasing the hounds, I had a little song for you going out. So we will talk to Mark next time. You're listening to We the People. Stick with us. We're talking about gas the next hour. You can find us at WeThePeopleRadio.us.
It was nice, the party was pumping.
Hey, yeah.
And everybody having a ball.
Hey, hey.
Until the fellas started in calling.